I really think the key difference was we brought the kids in on Sunday and did a walkthrough on Sunday. So then we had 3 full days of practice. Last time we played them, we really only had 1 day of practice because we went walkthrough on Monday, practice Tuesday, and then on Wednesday we were doing pregame.
Yeah.
So we made a lot of adjustments defensively, just in alignment. We didn't think that they were going to shut us down.
Mm-hmm.
We felt going in that we just had to slow them down enough to give ourselves a chance. And these guys, it's not a good way to win. It certainly isn't the way you want to win as a coach, by trying to outscore people. But, you know, especially at this time of year, it really doesn't matter, because that's the main goal. And my seniors really, really were pumped and wanted a second chance at Schoolcraft after what had happened earlier, and they got it. And those kids came out and played their butts off. And more than that, even the guys that didn't play, those seniors practiced their rear ends off all week. We had a great week of practice, probably our best week of the season, and I think it paid dividends, and it showed here tonight. Yeah, we came out and used some double. Actually, we used a Schoolcraft offense set there, the double slots, and we even the touchdown pass to Steiner was a Schoolcraft staple, one of their favorite passes, and we caught him on that as well. So, you know, just a few wrinkles that we put in. We didn't get anything real fancy. I mean, even down here when we had our 4th-and-8 on our last touchdown drive, we went with the trap. I really wasn't in the we'd had some plays in our playbook that we hadn't pulled out yet, but in the end, we stuck to what Constantine has done for years and years and been successful at. So all 3 backs had a great game. Actually, all 4. You throw Tommy in there. He had 3 or 4 great runs, and those were all big.